Oh, thank you. That's very kind. That's... Nah, I hope I can back it up. Oh, Lord. Uh-oh. No, this is the thing. I have not been to St. Louis much, but I got in last night, and I've had a great time so far. You have a beautiful, beautiful city. You have a beautiful museum. Lots of stolen art. Lots of, like, y'all got it good. Like, that was... I was looking around like, wow, that's from Egypt. Oof. And he really in there, too. That's crazy. Oh, man. I had some great pancakes. You know, this has been wonderful. And the people here are incredibly sweet, incredibly nice. Yeah, this is like... But y'all have some... Y'all do have some demons, all right? Like, this is chaotic. Like, y'all have the Midwest nice on lock. I'm just saying, a cut below that. Like, a paper cut below that. Y'all are wildin'. Like, so I flew in. I didn't have a car, so I've taken, like, 4 Ubers since I've been here for very short trips, right? Very short. We're talking less than $10 trips just over here, because I don't know if I'm going to make it on foot, right? Like, this is not the most walkable city. Like, I walked out of my hotel thinking, like, I'll just take a walk. And I look both ways, and I look at the way that this truck zoomed past me. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and order, you know, just so I have some armor around me. And the dude driving couldn't have been nicer. I get in, he's like, Josh. I was like, yeah, wow, you really excited, like you know me. That's crazy. Excited to see. I get in and we're talking about the day and everything. And then I don't know, like truly out of nowhere, my man just looks ahead. And his whole face changes, and he yells out in the car. So his windows aren't down. Nobody can hear him but me. This is for nobody but him and I. This man goes, it doesn't take 2 lanes to turn right. And I don't know if this is how everybody is driving. I don't know if this is like the 4th time this has happened today. But the way he snapped, I thought he was going to get out of the car and not like stop the car and get the other guy to stop and get out. And I mean Mission Impossible, leave me behind. Get out of the window while the wheel is still turning. This has been, oh, wow. Like, y'all really have some people out here where I'm like, okay, all right. That's a real New Yorker. You just don't know it. Like, you've been raised here, so then you're like, no, let's be polite, make eye contact and everything, but then the way that just, there was a guy, okay, so it wasn't even, like, y'all don't have the busiest walkways, okay? So there's really only I was walking today. Everybody else was in a vehicle. And so I saw these two guys, I can't remember the name of the grocery store now, but like I was in the grocery store and these two guys bumped into each other and they both like over apologized, right? They both bumped in and he was like, I'm sorry. And the other guy was like, I'm so sorry, brother. I mean, I wasn't even paying attention to you. And he's like, well, what's on your mind, buddy? And he's like, I've just been going through a lot, you know what I mean? Other man was like, well, you know, yeah, this is what the grocery store is for, to meet people, to talk about things. I was like, in the distance, just getting disgusted. I was like, when are y'all gonna fight already? This is gross. Did y'all have a good Halloween? No? Okay. I know it's over, but I'm like the opposite. I talk about Halloween and watch horror movies way longer after Halloween is over. I'm like the opposite of the Christmas people, because some of the Christmas people have already started. They've already broken out the Mariah Carey. They've already done certain stuff. And I'm still stuck on Halloween. It was one of my favorite holidays growing up. And my grandma would sometimes take me trick-or-treating. And my grandma was one of my favorite people. And I remember it was one year she took me. I think I dressed up as Superman or something. And she had me, and she loved to take me places. This is one of my core memories, right? My grandma sees me in my little Superman outfit, and she's like, "You go, Superman." And then I did a little cape thing. I was like, oh. And then she's got me hand in hand, and we decided to, you know, go to a couple houses, go trick-or-treating. Now, this was not the best neighborhood, so there was going to be very little trick-or-treating, period. Like, this is already, anybody who's from a place that is not where you want to stay is knows what I'm talking about. So we go up to the first house, and I knock on the door. They open my like, trick-or-treat, and then they give me a little, maybe 2-3 pieces of candy. And then in the distance, we hear some gunshots. And then my grandma was like, "Can you give them a couple extra pieces? Because we're going to go back home right now." So this really is. Not to put all the pressure on you, but like, come to think about it, you don't want to be opening your door that much tonight, so you might as well just give him the bag. I mean. And so we went back to my grandma's house, and I'm sitting there, and like, part of the joy of trick-or-treat isn't just getting the candy. It's like going places, having the adults be like, "Oh, Superman, I had no idea," or whatever. Just it's the whole experience. And so the fact that I wasn't going to get to do it, I was bummed out. I was like 8. I was just bummed out, right? And so after maybe 10 minutes passed, I turned to my grandma. I'm like, "Grandma, are you sure we can't go back out and trick-or-treat?" And I don't know if y'all who grew up in the South here, but Southern grandmas especially, they turn on you. Very, very sweet people, but as soon as you like cross, they just turn, right? So I'm like, "Grandma, can't we go trick-or-treat just for a little while, you know?" And my grandma turns to me, she's like, "Boy, are you stupid? Are you stupid? Did you not hear the gunshot?" And then she made me sit there with her, right? And this took all 5 minutes. I don't want you to think she was torturing me or anything. But she sat with me there for 5 minutes and just made me count out the gunshots with her. And every once in a while, my grandma would be like, "Boom, boom, boom. That's you? Boom, boom, that's you too?" My grandma cracked me up, because especially anybody who has grandparents knows that in one form or another, your grandparents have lived long enough that they have some arch nemesis out there. They take different forms, but there was this one person that was one of my grandma's arch nemesis. We still don't know who it is, but they would come every Halloween to trick or treat, and my grandma hated that. She never wanted to give him candy because she was like, "That's an adult, right? He little, but that's an adult. I know an adult when I see one." And then even I was kind of like, "Come on, just this the holiday and everything." She's like, "No, he grown, okay? I don't care how little he is, he grown. This is a holiday for the children. How he come every year and the same thing don't grow, all right? That's an adult." But Halloween also has its downsides, you know? Like, I had years when I lived in Chicago, people would come and trick-or-treat. And it was one year that I heard the trick-or-treat, and I opened the door, and it couldn't have been a bigger man. Like, it was, I was looking at him, and he was looking down at me, and he had a bag, but it wasn't even a bag, he had a pillowcase. And he was like, "Trick or treat." And like, I'm not even kidding. The dude, okay, so open door, the pillowcase is out, right? Like trick or treat. And then we stare at each other, and after a while, he was just like. And I'm looking, trying to look behind him for a kid or something. I'm like, oh, do you have any kids? He's like, nah, it's just me, dog. You know what I mean? He looked like he robbed the candy. You know what I mean? Like, and now I got my door all open, my apartment exposed. You know? And so I was like, oh, you know, try and make conversation while I fiddle for these mini-sized Snickers. Like, you know how when you know, okay, let's say you are in a parking lot and there's somebody chasing you like Freddy Krueger style, and you try and get the keys and the keys won't be keys. See what I'm talking about? Where you like struggling, you're like, come on now, come on. It's not even about the key, getting the key in the keyhole. It's about getting the keys in your hands, like getting some purchase on the keys. Like you're like, come on, come on. It was like that with the Snickers. None of the Snickers wanted to stay in my hand. I think I had sweat so much from how big this man was that all the Snickers are slipping. So I'm just in my little, like, in the Snickers bag, trying to get a handful, and they just keep slipping through my fingers like they ain't all melted or something. And I'm trying to make conversation like, what? So where are you supposed to be? And he was, this is the coldest shit I've ever heard in my life. It was really terrifying. He looked at me, he was like, what am I supposed to be? I'm trick or treating. I was like, oh God, oh, take the bag, take the bag. Whole bag. Oh my God. I've never heard trick or treat used as what this is what I'm going as. Truly jarring. I don't know if y'all saw, but Sam Bankman-Fried was found guilty on all charges. If you don't know who Sam Bankman-Fried is, he's the dude who looked like somebody microwaved Shia LaBeouf. He was behind a multi-billion dollar crypto scandal and, you know, took a lot of people's money. Had a lot of powerful friends, so he could take a lot of people's money. He was found guilty. And, you know, he made a serious mistake. He stole money from rich people. When you think about it, it's really all he did wrong. If you steal from the poor, you're going to be pretty good off. Like, I don't know. This dude is going to go away for a long time, which is crazy because I don't really understand what he did. But I'm glad he didn't do it to me. Because I never got into crypto because I didn't understand it. So you ever just be so dumb you miss a whole tragedy? Because I saw the whole thing coming. I was having FOMO and everything. And then everybody started losing their money. I was like, maybe it pays to not read sometimes. Maybe it's to my benefit that I have stayed as ignorant as possible on very specific subjects in life.